105.7 KPMX. Welcome to this Tuesday morning. It is 9:13 and some change right now, and it's time for Focus on the Flame. And my guest is Gabe Weiss, the assistant women's basketball coach at NJC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And welcome to Northeast Colorado, or welcome back, I should say, to
yes,
Northeast Colorado.
It is actually great to be back. I never would have thought I'd say those words when I first got here back in 2020. But yeah, it's been great to be back in Sterling.
So tell me a little bit about your background. You were at NJC and then left, and now you're back again.
Yeah, so back in January of 2020, I ended up starting, I'm coaching with Dave Huss for the women's basketball program at NJC. And then in November of 2022, I got a phone call from San Jose State, which is in San Jose, California. And they were looking for a director of basketball operations. And so I left at the end of November to go pursue that. Served the remainder of that school year as the director of operations, and then the next year as the video coordinator. And realized that I really missed the junior college side of things and also coaching, and wanted to get back in that. And then Coach Bronson Moton was still looking for an assistant at the time, and we were really good friends because he was the assistant for the men's program at the time, and asked him if he'd be interested in allowing me to come back, and he said yes, and went through the process, and the rest is history.
Here we are.
Back at it again.
Well, that kind of ties into what you wanted to talk about this morning, is that there are ties you develop at NJC, and it kind of pulls you back even when you try to get away.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you start looking at all the individuals who are connected to Sterling or Logan County, any aspect of that, and how many of them decide that they want to stay or they attended school. I mean, Bronson is a great example of that. He attended school here, left and went to Pueblo, finished his basketball career, and then had the opportunity to get back into coaching and come back here. And he's been here, I believe this is his seventh year that he's been in Sterling. And there's so many other people who just had such good experiences and connections and wanting to stay. And so I don't feel too weird in that sense, being wanting to come back. Coming from California is a little different. But when it comes from everything else, it's just like, I'm not abnormal at all.
Well, and we were just talking about that. You come from California, but you came from an ag background.
Yes.
So the overall feel of Northeast Colorado is not a whole lot different than where you grew up.
No. I mean, I grew up in Fresno, which and a lot of my family lived in Tulare, which is, fun fact, is the home of the ag show.
Oh.
So the largest ag show in the world. So if you ever want to see what's going on there, that's a great place to go.
Now I know.
Yeah. And then yeah, so like we had a family farm out there. I ended up having a lot of pit fruit when my dad was growing up. Ended up having a dairy as well. So it's just like, it's part of the family. So understanding what it takes to, for the hard life that it, ag and all that comes with it. So it is something that I am familiar with. Not like intimately with, but
right,
enough to respect and understand where people are coming from.
It's not as much of a culture shock.
No,
to come out here. Talk to me a little bit more about the junior college side of it. You mentioned you wanted to come back and get back into the junior college lifestyle and that sort of thing. So what was it about junior college life that really sort of brought you back?
Yeah, so San Jose State's a Division I school. It's part of the Mountain West, so was able to come out here. We played Air Force, Wyoming, and also Colorado State. So it was like, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with at least the competition. And when you're there, a lot of it is focused primarily on the business side of things. I mean, each program's a little bit different. I had a head coach who, one of her slogans was human student athlete. She cared about the human first, the student second, and then you as a basketball player third. And so she was abnormal in that sense. But at the same time, it's like, you're expected to win. Everything is about winning. Everything is they're willing to cut corners to win as a department. And maybe cut quarters is a little strong, but like it's
right,
very high in priority. Then when you get here, one of the things that I have found so great is that you can spend a lot more time with the person, and you understand who they are, and you can build everything around them. One thing I don't like, but I also like at the same time, is that you only have a kid for 2 years. So you have 2 years that you have high turnover. You can meet a lot of people. But at the same time, it's like you make a lot of great friends or connections with people, and you're sad to see them go. But also, like, we're focused so much on helping the individual grow so that when they move on from here, they can actually succeed and be ready for the next level. And there's a reason that you end up at junior college. And a lot of the times is there are aspects of your basketball game that you need to improve on to succeed at the next level. And maybe it's just a little more playing time. Maybe it's actual development. And those are things that we can focus on to help get people ready for. So, yeah, those are the things that I find super fascinating about this level.
So let's talk more basketball. Let's get kind of into the meat and potatoes of that. Obviously, that's what brought you back, was to be the assistant basketball coach for the women's program.
Yes.
And obviously, NJC as a whole has a very strong tradition of athletic success. Was that a big thing that made you want to come back, was just knowing that athletics are a big part of what NJC does and that they do take a lot of pride in their athletic programs?
Yeah, I mean, and it all starts at the top. You have President White, who is a huge supporter of athletics and wants to see us succeed. I mean, he wants to see the whole school succeed, but like he wants to see our department. Then we're led by Marcy Henry, who also wants to see each of her programs in the department succeed as well, and giving us the support that we need going along with that. So it's one thing where it's just like things roll downhill, and we have a great system for that. And sometimes you don't realize what you have until you leave. And it's like there's a few gyms that I've walked into, even at the Division I level, that were not as nice as what we have here at NJC. There's a lot of connections and communication. Like, not, we don't even have to talk about athletics. We could talk about any department on campus, where it's just like you can walk in and be like, hey, I need some help with this, or this kid needs some help. Can you do it? And I mean, in other places where it's just like, no, you got to get a Zoom call. Oh, so when are we going to do the Zoom call? And you schedule for a week or two away, and then who knows, maybe that problem isn't a problem anymore,
right,
for whatever reason. It wasn't fully addressed. And just the connection and the will and desire for everyone to want to be great. And that's just a culture that's been established. And being part of it and then stepping away from it for a while as a school, as a whole, is something that I really missed and wanted to be part of again. So yes, it is multifaceted. It is the athletics and the tradition and what has happened and seeing what has been able to happen since I left. And then on top of that, like the school itself and the greatness that it is able to produce as well.
With that in mind, you guys are getting set to get the season. Believe it or not, basketball season's almost here.
It is a crazy thought. I mean, the NBA just started, and you have Dalton crushing
right.
it, NJC alum, so that's exciting. But yeah, now we're also getting ready for the college scene to start.
That's crazy that it's already at this point. So when do you guys get underway?
Yeah, so our first game is next Tuesday, so a week from today. We play at 7 o'clock. We're playing against Casper, which is the team that ended up beating us in the conference tournament last year. So it's going to be a great way to start the season up again. And then also, it's going to be a doubleheader. So we play at 7, and the men are playing at 5 o'clock, which I know is a little abnormal.
I was going to say, that seems backwards than usual.
It is, but we decided that we wanted to mix it up, just start something a little different this year.
All right.
Yeah, so the men are going to be playing Central Wyoming to start off at 5 o'clock.
Fantastic. And that's obviously at the Bank of Colorado Event Center.
Yes, it is.
Very good. How are you feeling about this season? Let's talk about the season as a whole. How you guys feel about things going into this year?
Yeah, so we're super excited where this team has the possibility of going. One thing that is a little bit different than what it's been in the past is we had only 3 returners from last year's roster. So we ended up having 10 new faces. And getting to start over has been something I'm not used to. Usually you always have like 5 or 6 kids returning, so you can continue on the culture.
Sure.
But in a sense, we're starting new culture, which is not a bad thing. At the end of the day, every team has its own form of culture.
Sure.
So trying to figure that out and work it out to with everything. But we have some great pieces this year. An opportunity to do some great things. both in our preseason and also in our conference. So we're super excited with what this team has to offer.
That's fantastic. Well, that's coming up next Tuesday, the 5th of November. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Men play at 5, women at 7.
Correct.
All right. That's, again, it seems backwards for those of us who've been here a while. That
yes.
seems like the opposite of what we're used to, but should be a lot of fun.
Yes, it definitely will.
Gabe, if folks want to find out more about the program, goNJC.com? Is that the
that
place to go?
That is correct. Yeah, we have all our schedules and information on there. And also, like, if you'd like to know more about what's going on, you want to email me, that's perfectly fine, gabe.wiest@njc.edu.
Easy enough. Gabe, thanks for coming in. I
awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you very
it.
Much.
Once again, Gabe Wiest, the assistant basketball coach for the women's basketball program at NJC, our guest here on Focus on the Flame.